the end of December 2008, we were granted authority to do what's called expedited hiring for acquisition purposes or acquisition positions. With that, then the Air Force took that guidance and created an implementation plan, if you will, to help us to bring in contracting or acquisition professionals into the civilian workforce at a much more expedient processing time. Typically, a hire from the Air Force Personnel Center would take around 120 days from the date that the requirement was identified to the personnel system. Right now, with this new authority, we're able to turn requirements in an average of 17 days. So it's helped us tremendously in giving us the ability to bring in qualified applicants to our career field.
Now, you guys got this authority from OSD, basically?
The authority was received from the Office of Secretary of Defense in answer to Department of Defense's request to bring on some help in getting our acquisition positions filled in a quicker time frame. The growing shortage in acquisition positions resulted in DOD or Department of Defense authorizing components to forgo the typical hiring process in order to fill the vacancies more quickly.
So is Air Force not alone in this? I mean, did the Army, did the Marines, did the Navy also get similar things? Or were you guys in a specific, had a bigger need than maybe some of the other services?
I believe it is across the Department of Defense.
Because one of the things we've heard recently is Secretary Gates, you know, really pushed for more, bringing not just more things in-house and stop using contractors as much, but also the acquisition workforce. And in some ways, this maybe was a little bit of a precursor to what we're seeing now.
Yes, it has definitely given us a vehicle to be able to beef up our acquisition workforce in order to meet the needs of the Office of the Secretary.
Cutting time from 120 days to 17 days is pretty incredible. I mean, you're talking about better than even the private sector, which, you know, probably takes, what, 3 to 6 weeks to bring someone on from the first time they identify a need. How are you guys cutting that time frame down so much, and what kind of benefits are you already seeing?
Well, what we've done is we've gone out and put an announcement to the general public and said, if you're interested and you're qualified and meet these basic qualification requirements, please submit your resume to the hiring manager or the civilian personnel flight at the base. That's listed in the general announcement to the public. Once the individual who has gone through and seen that ad and are qualified, they can submit their resume to the hiring manager if they have a position open. They collect all the supporting documentation, resumes, transcripts, documentation that would tell the hiring manager why they are qualified to do a journeyman or higher position, a mid-level type of a job. Those documents are all gathered in the civilian personnel office on the base, forwards it to Air Force Personnel Center. They get all of the requirement in hand. They assign one individual to work the process, cradle to grave, if you will. So the personnel specialist gathers this documentation that's been sent, and they process it immediately. And it goes on top of the priorities or on top of the requirements that are already generated in the system.
Just so it's clear, if I'm in Ohio and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base has a need for contracting officers or someone in the acquisition workforce, and they advertise in the local newspaper, I could see that, collect all my stuff, get the hiring person on the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, my resume, my qualifications, as you said, and I could be hired in 17 days based on that, instead of what was the old process.
The old process is it would go through a personnel system. So a hiring manager would put into a system, if you will, a computerized system, a request for personnel action. That would go to the local civilian hiring office or personnel office. They would forward that on to the Air Force Personnel Center, in which time then the center would gather this information and produce what's called an announcement for the specific job. So that has to go out, and normally those are out from 2 weeks to 30 days. Then the applicants apply to the jobs, they self-nominate type of thing, and then a certificate is issued to the hiring manager The hiring manager then has upwards of 45 days to select, do interviews, and select the best qualified candidate, and then start the actual process of bringing them into the government. So it could be a very lengthy time frame with so many parties involved. The new process cuts out all of the administrative work for the announcement, the self-nomination process, the certificate being issued to the hiring manager to select. There is no certificate. And then notify all the candidates of interviews. So now we go directly to the individual that's applying for the job. If the hiring manager wants them, they submit the paperwork, and we process with the hiring as long as they're qualified and meet all of the requirements of the job.
And obviously, if there's multiple candidates, you get 3 or 4 or 10 people, the hiring manager may do interviews as well. They may go through some of the more typical hiring process that we expect, but it's still going to be shorter than what you, the older process, correct?
Correct. That's absolutely right. If the hiring manager had one open position and numerous candidates were flowing their resumes, it would be the hiring manager would still do interviews or speak to the candidates and decide who he wants and send forward the resume, just the one resume. They would be the actual screener.